Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Sarah, and welcome to the Whispering Woods listener and Reddit story episode. I've got four stories to share today. One is from a listener, and the other three are from Reddit. If you've got a story you'd like to email to us so we can share on the show, the email address is thewhisperingwoodspodcast@gmail.com. Right, so the first story has been sent in by a listener, Brooke. Thanks so much for sending your story in, Brooke. I really hope that you enjoy this retelling. My name is Brooke, and I have a story to tell about Bloody Mary. I'll admit, I was a little bit of a skeptic about the paranormal before I experienced this, but it definitely made a believer out of me. My best friend's mum has always cleaned the church we attended. I no longer attend this church. This story happened around 15 years ago. But anyway, we would always go with her and goof off when she cleaned, like two 17-year-olds do. Don't judge us, but we decided to try Bloody Mary in the bathroom mirrors. Yes, in a church. Like I said, don't judge me. At first, we just stood there and turned off the lights and said, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. I turned the light back on and checked my friend's back, and sure enough, she had scratch marks down it. I didn't have any, so I figured she'd done it herself, since she's always been kind of flexible. But she swore up and down she didn't do anything. Of course, I didn't believe her, because, like I said, I was a skeptic and there had to be some reasonable explanation. So we waited for them to fade and we did it again. This time, I made us hold hands so I'd know for sure she didn't do it if it happened again. So again, we chanted, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. The lights were turned back on and she checked my back. Nothing. I checked hers, and sure enough, there were scratch marks again. Redder this time. My heart started beating quicker, because I knew she couldn't have done it this time. We bolted out of that bathroom so fast. Something was definitely with us. Bloody Mary, or maybe something more sinister. So creepy. And Brooke, of all places, a church. I must admit, it's the kind of thing I would have done when I was like 17 as well. You'll notice as well, because we've done a full episode on Bloody Mary in the past. And I wouldn't say it three times, but I actually did. But I have to admit, because where the microphone's set up, it is sort of opposite a mirror. And I made sure I closed my eyes so I couldn't see the mirror. But amazing story. And thank you so much again, Brooke, for sending that in. And our next story is written by List Strong. Thanks so much for letting us share your story. Okay, I have a pretty interesting story. Please note, when this happened, I would have probably been about 19. I'm from Australia, and I used to work at a 24/7 rural petrol station in a small town called Barham. It's on the Murray River, and if you don't know, there are quite a lot of spooky stories around the river. If you ask any local, they will have a story to tell. Anyway, when I started the job, I was told not to mind the shadows that you may see get picked up on the security cameras. As these cameras were constantly recording, you could watch the cameras on a small TV behind the counter. My boss said that they'd come and go around the petrol pumps, and sometimes the lights would go out over the pumps. He said to ignore it, and if you want, you can stay in the back room until a customer walks in. When I asked why, what are they? In the most Aussie way possible, he goes,
because they aren't customers. They aren't your friends. And stuff happens if you acknowledge them.
With this, I started my first graveyard shift. Lucky for me, they had put someone else on the shift with me because I was new. But that didn't prepare me for that night. It got to about 2 a.m. in the morning before things started to get weird. Every now and then, the fridge lights would flicker, or the radio would go in and out static. But what was truly unsettling was watching this figure on the cameras going back and forth just on the edge where the overhead lights for the pump stopped, and beyond just being pitch black road. The other worker, his name Tony, could also see it and seemed to try to ignore it. It felt like he was trying to not seem spooked, for my sake. Bless you, Tony. What was strange was that when car headlights shone onto the road where the figure was pacing, it just vanished, confirming that it wasn't physical. When the owner of the car finished filling up and came to the counter to pay, I tried my hardest not to look like I'd just seen a ghost. But what the man said to me next just tipped me over that night. He said,
just had my first experience of a ghost car. I see his taillights and then suddenly gone. Creepy stuff out in the bush tonight.
The understatement of the year. Needless to say, I'm not ashamed to admit that I quit that job after 4 days, as I couldn't bring myself to work another night shift at that place. And still, to this day, I don't know how anyone could. It was a wild experience. We fast forward a few months later, and I'd gone to a mate's house for a bonfire on his parents' property. We would call this a gabbo. We would burn off garden waste and sit around the fire having a chat with a few drinks and maybe a smoke to share. It was always very chill. It was mid-July, so it was quite a cold night. Now, this is a small town, so it's not uncommon to know everyone, especially teenagers. So it was no surprise to see Tony from the petrol station at the gabbo. I knew I had to pick this guy's brains for some context of what happened that night. As soon as I sat down to chat with him, we got to talking. I remember him saying,
You know, you got out of that place at the right time.
I asked him why that was. Did something happen? He then said,
One of them managed to speak. I saw the shadow pacing, but then it started to call my name.
I remember at this point that poor Tony looked really uncomfortable, and I remember his eyes getting teary when he said,
It sounded like my mum. She passed away when I was like 12.
He struggled so hard to get the next part out.
It showed up every night after that, using the same voice, asking me to come outside. I quit about 2 weeks after you did because of that, and I still can't get the voice out of my head. It sounded like my mum, but it was way too sinister.
When he said that last part, I felt that chill you get in your butt cheeks, the kind that you know what you're being told is legit. Even if this wasn't a paranormal encounter, whatever Tony did hear or see really got him. After that, a few more of us joined in the conversation. We talked about our encounters and the other things we saw out in the bush. I now live in Meanjin, Brisbane. City life is completely different, but the paranormal doesn't stop. Ever since that night, I've had a huge interest in the paranormal and started to find tools for skeptical thinking. I learned pretty quickly that most of the time, paranormal activity can definitely be explained. But I do have a few more stories of encounters I've had that I cannot explain to this day. But Barham will forever be the most haunted place I have ever lived. I'm convinced that that land is haunted. I'm going back there in winter, back to the petrol station, to see if I can capture this encounter again. Oh man, that is so freaky. Shadows on the forecourt. I'd have given up that job too. I'd have wanted to stay there for like one shift, just to see it in action, and then yeah. And how about that, your mum? That poor person, their mum. The shadow taking on the voice of their mum, how awful. You'd just, like, be traumatised, wouldn't you? No wonder they gave that job up too. And love the way that the owner's just like, yeah, this is what happens, but ignore it. And that driver, it's one of those nights out in the bush, like, you know, this is just ordinary stuff, and it's one of those nights. But thanks again, Listrong, for letting us share that story. Right, on to the next story. And this is written by Show Me Your Cat, I Show Mine. Great name. Let's get into the story. I recently watched a video on YouTube that reminded me of things that happened to me as a kid. It's something that I think about often, trying to think of anything that could possibly explain what I saw and experienced. I was just a kid, around six or so, when I had my first experience with something unexplainable. I was cleaning up my room, and I had a lot of toys laying around. I remember I had a pair of plastic handcuffs that were laying on the ground, and I was walking towards them to pick them up, when all of a sudden, they sort of just jumped at me, like someone had picked one of the cuffs and just kind of tossed them a little bit, almost like a frog would jump. It was extremely bizarre, and I can still remember it because I had no idea how it happened. Nothing else was touching it, nothing. I still think about that a lot. The next story, I was maybe a few years older. Our house had an unfinished basement, and all that was really there was 2x4 walls with no sheetrock, so you could just walk in between rooms if you wanted. And as soon as you got to the bottom of our stairs, there was a hallway to the right. You walked down to get to a room where we had a TV set up. We would play our PlayStation on it all the time. It was pretty late in the evening, and the only light was from the TV we were using. We have the TV set up, so when you look to your right, you can see down the hall that leads to the stairs. At some point, I looked over down the hall, which was pitch black, and I thought I saw the silhouette of my twin brother. I said, "Hey, so-and-so, can you turn on the light?" Because the switch was right there at the entrance of the hall. He didn't say anything, so I asked him again, "Hey, can you turn on the lights?" Then I saw this silhouette move from the entrance of the hallway to the room behind where the TV was. As it moved, though, it was getting bigger, like the size of an adult. Then it proceeded to move behind the TV, then just sink behind it and vanish. I freaked out, as did my older brother, and we booked it upstairs to find my twin brother with my mum. Some years later, we had a PC set up down there as well. I remember one night, my brother running upstairs to find me, asking if I was just down there, because while he was on the computer, he heard something breathing behind him. I can't say how true it was, because it wasn't really my experience, but I believe he probably did hear something. Another time, I went down the stairs and took a right to take the walk down the hallway. As soon as I turned to look down the dark hallway, there were what appeared to be a pair of glowing eyes that looked like they'd just opened up. I remember the feeling of pure dread, and it almost made me vomit of how scary that was. I immediately booked it up the stairs. Now, when I was younger, I would sleepwalk a lot, not sure why. I certainly don't do it nowadays. But I would sleepwalk, and I would wake up down in the basement every time. It was very creepy. And when I got older, I thought maybe it was all in my head. Things did die down a bit when I was in my teenage years. But when I was 18, I had another experience I can't really explain. I was sitting in my dining room one evening, and I was by myself, just on the family computer we had set up there. It was near the stairwell that led to the basement, when all of a sudden I started hearing voices. Voices that sounded like they were coming from the basement. I really had to question myself if it was just in my head. Am I hearing this right? So I got closer to the stairwell, and I was certain it was coming from down there. It went on for about half an hour before it stopped. I couldn't make out any words. Just sounded like someone was whispering things that I couldn't make out. It was very weird. We moved out very shortly after that, and I haven't experienced anything paranormal since. I'm 100% convinced my childhood home was haunted. We've had another story really similar to this, with like the shadow person being seen in the reflection of the TV. So creepy. It sounds like a double, like a doppelganger, twin brother. I'm also 100% convinced that your house was haunted too. And thanks again for letting us share that story. Show me your cat, I show mine. Right, let's get straight into our final story. And this story was written by Traditional Good 243. Thanks so much for letting us share your story. Long-time reader of this page, I've had quite a few strange occurrences, but this one house I lived in, there were a lot. I lived with three friends, all in our early 20s. The house would have been built 1900s or earlier. My room, I would sleep terribly. I'm a great sleeper, and as soon as my lights were off, I would feel a suffocating feeling of darkness. It's hard to explain, but the air would feel thick. One night I fell asleep on my back with my knees up as I had a sore back. I woke up to the feeling of someone rhythmically tapping hard and thudding on my kneecaps. I was frozen in fear as it was dark and it was a force feeling. I bolted out of the room and ran to my friend's room. When I would shower, I would hear a roommate arrive home, stomping in the wooden hallway, etc. Typical loud roommate movements. And then I'd open the door after my shower to start chatting, and the house would be empty. At this stage, I was worried also about an intruder, of course, but had a feeling of dread every time. We had a new male roommate move in, a really sweet guy. He was decorating his room, and he hung a cross decoration on an existing hook. He was a kind of goth. A while later, it caught his eye, and it was swinging side to side against the wall. He'd just moved in, so didn't want to seem weird and tell us, but this guy was spooked. We found out when things got worse, and we all discussed it. Another roommate had a wall in her room with a walk-in wardrobe area behind it. One night, she woke up to what she thinks was a person peeking around, staring at her, like the exact silhouette, and she screamed for us to help, and there was nothing there. Well, no real person, anyway. Last thing, we had lights which kept blowing. We asked our electrician friend to come check the attic space, as it was an old house and could have been anything. He went up there while we were all at work. Apparently, he had his torch up there, as it was kind of dark, and he shone it on a big framed painting. He got a fright and went to look closer, and it disappeared. But he searched the whole perimeter of the space, and this giant painting was gone. He got such a bad feeling over him that he almost fell out of the manhole, trying to scramble out. Anyway, that's all. We all still talk about it at times, but obviously moved out ASAP. Sometimes I drive by that house and still get a shiver. Such bad energy.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I must admit that once, when I was like a teen and I was in the house on my own, I think I was knocking off school, to be quite honest with you. I was doing something in the kitchen, I think, and I could hear this really heavy breathing, and I just felt my heart going, you know, like the clappers, and then realised it was coming from my Michael Jackson album that was playing in the living room. I've never forgotten it, because seriously, it's like I swallowed my heart. But yeah, it was just the album. But thanks to everybody again for letting us share those stories. They were amazing and I really appreciate it. We'll catch up with you again on Monday, where I'll be back with Toby for the main episode. Take care, everyone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.